Welcome back, everybody, to The Slow Pitch. Hey, today I wanted to just kind of address a question that came up a while back. Somebody asked the question, when do I stop calling them? When should I just, like, I feel like I'm bothering them. So today I thought that might be a good question to answer because I've been there and I've been stuck thinking, should I call? Should I not call? I don't know. So this might be a good time to talk about it.
You're listening to the Slow Pitch Podcast, a podcast about selling less and closing more.
So the first question that I would ask back when somebody asked me that question is, how did you leave it last? Because the number one reason that you're probably wondering whether or not you should call them or not is because you didn't end your last call with some form of a question that says, hey, if I don't hear from you on our next step here, what we should be doing, what should I do? Or you didn't even ask the question, hey, what's our next steps? That is the number one simplest question to ask. What's our next step? What do we do? Because it puts them in a position of control. It makes them feel important. But more importantly for you, it tells you, here's what to expect. And once they do, you can confirm with them and say, okay, I heard you say, you're going to double check on this. You're going to get back with me about budget. And you're going to ask a couple of other people some internal questions. Now you know that there's possibly a reason that your sale may stop. So when they say something like, hey, we're going to ask some more questions of some more people internally, now you have to dig into that. Because if you say, well, what exactly do you mean by that? What are some of the questions that you're going to need to ask? Or just help me understand what are you asking about? So that you get a better understanding of what that means. And the reason you want to do that is because those questions tell you something. They're an indicator that they can't make the decision by themselves. And so you're going to have to vet that out and you have to pull from them so that they get to the point of saying, yeah, why don't you just come to another meeting before we go on to the next step? So to me, the critical piece is asking that question. Without that, it becomes a little bit, you're a little bit blind, right? I mean, you don't know what's going to happen next, whether or not something's going to happen the way you want it to. And that's really what that's all about. All right. The next thing that could happen is that they could say, all right, we're going to start the process internally so that we can start to get payment for your deposit, right? So when that happens, you're going to want to make sure you kind of dig into a little bit more of that to make sure you understand it, you're comfortable with it. But once you have all that information, once they kind of describe that next step, then you need to kind of circle back to saying, hey, I know you said that you're going to go through all these different steps internally so that you can get the payment processed and really get that stuff started. If I don't hear from you within like a day or two or by the deadline that they give you, so if they say, I'm going to do all this stuff and by Tuesday of next week, you will be able to tell you when you're going to get your payment deposit, all that good stuff. When you get to Tuesday, what's going to happen? What if you don't hear from them? That's usually the situation that you're in when you say, what do I do? Do I call them or do I not? If you're in that position, that means you haven't gone through those extra steps and asking those questions. And that's when you're kind of wondering, okay, I haven't heard back from them. They said they were going to get the check. That little simple question of, hey, when I get to Tuesday and it's kind of approaching the end of the day, I haven't heard back from you. What do you want me to do? And by asking that, you're putting it back into their court, because then what you're going to hear back from them usually is, wow, if you don't hear from me by Tuesday, you should just give me a call. Just pick up the phone, call me directly. That's the kind of stuff you'll get if they're moving forward and they're going to get that sale. You're going to get that sale. On the other hand, if they say, if you don't hear from me by Tuesday, no, don't worry about it. You'll hear from me. You'll hear from me. That's when you need to press a little bit more and you need to just say, everybody gets busy. Maybe it doesn't sound like we're really a good fit here. Maybe you're thinking, maybe you're second guessing. Like, you need to really pull back to make them feel like they're telling you you're not getting the sale. And by doing that, they're going to either come back and say, no. Listen, if you don't hear back from me, you call me. Or they're going to come back and say, well, I just got other things I got to take care of. I got to talk to other people. I got all these other things that you're going to give. So by not asking certain questions at the end of your previous meeting, you're going to miss out on the opportunity to find out what's happening, these little details that sometimes you can ask all the questions you want, but they just don't share it with you. And this is another way to find out whether or not they're really serious and they're moving forward or not. All that said already, if you're getting to any point in your process of sales and you've had a conversation, you haven't talked about budget, but you're getting to the next step, you're really starting to work around all the different elements that go into their sale, and you end up feeling like, I don't know what I should do. Should I call them or should I not? You need to stop and ask yourself the question, did I really get a good sense of pain? Are they really, really going to be able to buy this? Do they really want this? Or are they just being nice to me and they're just trying to ghost me because they feel bad for spending so much time with me? Ask yourself that question very seriously, because I feel like at that point, they are putting you off just a little bit because they feel bad for how much time they spent with you. I hate to tell you that. So at any point in time, if you start feeling that way, you need to back up to the previous meeting and figure out, did I dig in to their pain? Did I get a good feel for whether or not this is something they really need? Is it worth their time, worth their energy? Those are the questions you're going to need to figure out. Is that true or is that not? So I hope that helps you out there. And I hope that helps you bring a little more clarity as to how you should end any meeting. Every meeting should end that way, with a clear understanding of what's happening next. So until next time, have a good week.
Thank you for listening to The Slow Pitch. Do you have a question about sales? Call or text your question at 608-708-SLOW. That's 608-708-7569. Or you can email them to questions@theslowpitch.com. Slow down and close more.
Thanks as always for listening today. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. We really appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at The Slow Pitch. We were mixed today, as always, by Johnny Polakis, and we were produced by High Gravity Studios. Music credits and other notes are in the show notes section on theslowpitch.com, and we'll be back with another episode soon.